All righty. Anybody know what this is? That's a simple little old pencil, ain't it? You kids listen to me tonight. I'm going to preach to you. And you grown-ups can get something out of it if you ain't so bullheaded. Yeah. Amen. Be hard to think you can get a whole seven-point message out of that pencil, wouldn't it? Y'all ever hear that message I preached on the penny? I got that in a motel in Arizona, being bored to death, and a pocket full of pennies laying on the windowsill there in that hotel. When you go to the same place 54 times, they just really ain't nothing to excite you. Ain't nothing to go look at. There ain't nothing to see. There ain't nothing. So you sit in a room, go preach at night. But I want to preach tonight on a pencil Christianity. And I saw some frowns and some, them faces you make at me when I'm up here, whatever they are. And some of you don't even make a face. You look like you're dead. Been dead 2 years and your family members won't bury you, so. Amen. But many times in the Bible, we'll find where our Lord Jesus Christ used common everyday things to teach spiritual lessons. He used a fig tree. Remember that? Remember the coin in Luke where the lady swept the house hunting that one coin? Amen. He used a fish. He said he was a door. He's not a literal door. He meant he's a keeper. He's a door has two purposes. It keeps things in and keeps things out. Amen. Two purposes for a door. He used sheep, as I preached on this morning. He used water in one place. He used bread in one place. He used a candle in one place. And right before they arrested him, he used the sky. He said, you can discern the sky, but you know not the Son of Man, Son of God. And that's when he said, you destroy this tabernacle and I'll raise it up in 3 days. Well, see, he knew that they missed that whole thing there for all them years. They still missed his death, burial, and resurrection. And so tonight I want to take this pencil. I'm going to preach a message on it, about it, and hopefully it'll be of use to you. But when you look at a pencil, and this is a pretty nice one here, got a big eraser on it. You know somebody has a big eraser, there's a reason for that big eraser. That means you make a lot of mistakes. When I write, I have to have a big eraser. Amen? And so that means you make a lot of mistakes, but I had it in my holder on the bed there. First thing about this pencil is it had to be purchased. Somebody had to buy this pencil somewhere. Amen. It might not be nobody in here, but somewhere this pencil was bought at Office Max. Amen. You say, well, they give me a free pencil. No, somebody had to buy it. It might have been free to you, but somebody had to buy it. Somebody had costs put in it. Amen. Well, the manufacturer gave it to me. It cost him to manufacture this pencil. Amen. It cost someone something. And with us, we call someone something. Amen. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18 and 19, it says, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, the silver and gold, from your vain conversations received by tradition from your father, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Just like this pencil here, that calls somebody something, we call somebody something. Amen. There was a price paid for us. And the price was the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was shed on Calvary's cross that he might redeem us. And so when you look at a pencil, you can always look at it as a type of a lost person that was redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It cost somebody something. Amen. Not only that, but this pencil here, it was designed for a purpose. I don't know no other use other than writing. I don't know any other use for a pencil. It had only one design, only one purpose, only one reason that it was invented, only one reason it was manufactured. Amen? I don't know nothing else you can do with a pencil. Amen? Am I over your head? Some of you look at me like I'm crazy. Amen. It was designed for only one purpose. And if we think about it, it only has one purpose. What is that? To write? That's the only purpose it has.
And the sharper it is, the better it writes. This is so elementary that it's blowing y'all plumb out. Buddy, you was hunting some nuggets tonight, wasn't you? You realize the sharper it is, the better it writes? Did you realize the more it's used, the duller it gets, and then you got to take it back to a pencil sharpener and sharpen it up again? Is that not like a Christian? Amen. Every once in a while, you got to be renewed. Every once in a while, you got to get somewhere where somebody can sharpen you up a little bit. And you can use this thing till it gets down to where there ain't nothing but wood, and you can't hardly write with it. You have to turn it certain ways to write with it, just like a Christian serving God. Every once in a while, we have to go to the pencil sharpener and get renewed. But it has a purpose. We have a purpose. What is it? To be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. That's the only purpose that God saved you, to be conformed. And when you get into the will of God and being conformed to the image of Christ, it'll fulfill everything in your life will be fulfilled for it's doing something for God. Amen. Because the more you become like Christ, the more your mind becomes like Christ, then you'll fulfill the purpose God has for you. Most Christians serve God, and they ain't been sharpened in 20 years. They Christians sitting here serving God, you ain't been to the pencil sharpener in a long time. You've lost your joy, you've lost your shout, you've lost your excitement, you've lost, amen? And you ain't nothing but you just do it rubbing on paper and making no mark whatsoever. God can't write with you. God can't use you. Amen. You won't let Him sharpen you. Ephesians 3:11 says this, according to the eternal purpose which He purchased in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We have a purpose. You saved here tonight, there's a purpose for you being saved. Amen. God did not save you for you to sit in a church and look pretty. God did not save you, amen, that you might be the wallflower in the church. God saved you for a purpose, and that purpose was to bring glory and honor to Him when you are being conformed to the image of His Son. And that conformity starts at the day of salvation, and it'll end when you reach glory. You'll never succeed 100% on this earth, but every once in a while, you need to go back to the pencil sharpener and let God take the Holy Ghost of God and put a point on you again. You've gotten dull. Amen. You're no longer usable. Amen. Galatians 2:20, Paul said this. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. He said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. That's the purpose. Amen. Just like this pencil has a purpose. As far as I know, now they might be some other things. You might build your stick house out of them. But that's not the common use of it. The only common use of it is to be sharp. Do you know a brand new pen is no good unless it's sharpened? You can't write with a new pen. Amen? You know, when you get saved, you ain't no good to serve God. Being saved don't qualify you for service. You've got to get into pencil sharpening. You got to let God take you and knock them edges off of you and put a point on you where you're usable. It was designed for a purpose, a particular purpose. Not only that, this pencil has a trademark on it. Amen? Now this one has office supply and it has China. And it has number 2. Amen? You ought to have a mark on you. Do you have your maker's mark on you anywhere? Amen? Anything about you that would show that your maker made you, designed you? Amen? A pencil is marked on the side with a company or a maker's name, and I'm pretty sure Office Mac either might have a pencil company or they had their name put on there by a manufacturer, but you know exactly who this pencil belonged to before we got it. You know who made it. You know who put it out. You know who sold it. We as God's people ought to have some marks on us. There ought to be something about us when we get around people that they see who we belong to. They know that we belong to God. Amen? Now you can get your pencils personalized. You can have your name put on them. We get all kind of stuff in here with the church's name on it. And you can have that done. Amen? And a little bit of charge, a little bit of cost. If I had my name on it, when you picked that pencil up, anywhere you found it, you know that belonged to Charlie Andrew. That's the way we ought to be as God's children. Amen. Anywhere we at, anything we're doing, we ought to have our Maker's name on it. We ought to have a mark on the side of it. Paul said in Galatians 6:17, "From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus." This pencil is marked. If you got pencil Christianity, you ought to have a mark or two on it. Be something about you. Amen. Be something about, might be your prayer life. Might be your testimony out in public. It might be at a restaurant on Sunday evening when you bow your head around that dinner table and your whole family bows their head and asks God's blessing on it. Amen. It might be a Bible laying on the dash of a truck when you load up a lost person in there. It might be a tract that you're handing out. It might be somebody you see in need and you say, "Well, I'm a Christian. I'm here to help you." I've stopped before and helped ladies on the side of the road. I stopped right down here about, a year ago, a little lady had a flat and pulled over there, and you could tell she was scared to death. And I got out and I said, "Ma'am, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm a pastor." And you could just see the peace come over. She had full confidence in me, and I helped her change her tire. And she called her husband. He was headed over, and he said, "Well, she called him and said, 'A pastor stopped to help me. I'm all right.'" Ought to be something about you. Ought to be a mark about you when you're doing business. Should never be no shady business. When you're dealing with trouble, should never be an attitude or be a mark about you. Something about you. Amen. This pencil has a mark. Not only that, but as this pencil performs its task, it is used up. Amen. It's used up. It's used up as it writes. That's what it's designed to do. God saved us, we ought to be used up. You get into the old years, you ought to be very well used up. Amen? That's what I'm preaching around here to these young people. You're still young. You got a lot of energy. You got a lot of zeal. Amen? Well, just spend yourself for God. Let Him wear you out. Don't let the world wear you out. Don't let the job wear you out. Let God wear you out. Amen? Wear out for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Just like this pencil. If this pencil was used every day, it'd get down to where it wouldn't be long enough to hold. People today, they got their interest in everything except God and serving God. Amen. When it performs its task, it's used up. This pencil don't stay like it was. Amen. As we grow old, and us older folks in the church, as we grow older, we grow weaker. Amen. We don't have the energy we had, and many of us don't have the excitement we had. We're still doing pretty good, the best we can. But as we grow old, we can't stay with it 12 hours like some of you young folks can. Amen. Some of you young people, you hit the ground in the morning, and you can work all day and play all night and go back and work all day and play all night. Us old folks can't do that. Paul said this. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12:15, he said, "I will gladly spend," S-P-E-N-D, "and be spent," S-P-E-N-T, "for you." So he said, "I will gladly wear out for you. I will gladly be used up for you." Amen. He was writing to the church at Corinth, and he said, "I will spend," in other words, "I'll give everything I got, and I'll be wore out for you." I was talking to Brother Calvin about some of the Navajo ladies coming this way, and they was asking him what he thought about it. And he said, "Oh, well, they're young. They can do it." It aggravates me to get around somebody 50 years old talking about being old. You ain't got a clue what old is. You ain't got a clue where you're going to hurt. I get around somebody and mention something about getting old. Yeah, I'm old too, and the sucker's 50 years old. My Lord, at 50 years old, I could outwork 10, 18-year-olds and done it. Amen? I drive 12, 15 hours a day. Drive out to New Mexico, unload a load, and turn around and drive back. You're talking about you're old and you're 50 years old. You ain't got a clue what old is. I believe most of it's laziness. Amen? You know, if this pencil never got picked up, it'd never be used. I can take that pencil and lay it on my desk and lay it on this pulpit. If it's never used, it'll look just like that 30 years from now. Amen. Spent and be spent. Amen. Perform the task God has given you to do. Use yourself up. Wear yourself out. Amen. And when you come to the end of your life, you can say, as Paul said over in Timothy, I've fought a good fight. I've run a good race. Amen. Burn your brains out. Tear up your body. For God. This pencil, when it performs its task, is slowly used up. Now, the kids in school, when we had it here, they didn't use up a pen. They ground it up. Because they got bored sitting at the desk. And they, amen, your teachers help me here. They got to sharpen that pencil because that gets them out of the seat. They can come in with a brand new pencil in the morning, and at night it's gone. That's an excuse to get up. We got some people here doing that now. Amen? But burn out for God. Be used up for the Lord. This pencil can be used up for God. Amen? Type of a pencil. It always leaves a mark. You can't use it without marking something up with it. And you know something about a pencil? You never see a pencil writing on a pencil. You don't make your notes on another pencil. It's deep, ain't it? I mean, this is down in there. Amen. You don't make a pencil on itself. You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about people serving people for selfish motives. Amen. A pencil leaves a mark on something other than itself. When I get this pencil and a piece of paper, I cannot use this pencil without writing on this piece of paper or messing this piece of paper up or drawing on this piece of paper. And when you're serving God in the manner in which you ought to, you ought to make a mark everywhere you're at, everywhere you go, everything you do. There ought to be something done that will bring, amen, amen, that let the people know that you belong to the Lord. What mark do you leave? What mark have you left? You've been saved any length of time? Have you affected anybody's life? Anybody better off because they met you? Anybody closer to God because they know you? Amen. Have you left a mark anywhere? You ever thought when you die what you will be remembered for? That's a sobering fact to me. I think of that a lot. I don't want my name forgotten in 3 months. Amen. Brother Jack Wood's been dead now, I think, about 10, 12 years. I can't remember. I think he died in 2002. I don't have that down. It don't seem that long. But you know, I'm hardly ever around any kind of meeting that his name ain't mentioned. Old man left a mark. He touched lives. He affected people. Amen. What you going to be remembered for? Being an old sourpuss? Grouching, grumbling, belly aching. People thank God they're gone. Amen. Yeah, think about that. What you going to be remembered for? Are you going to be remembered as a good Christian, a godly mother? Amen. A good church member? Amen. It leaves its mark every time it's used. You can't use it without marking with it. You can let it down sideways and it will not make a mark. Well, I blowed you out of water with this and that. It is simple. It's practical. Amen. That woman with that alabaster box. Just a little old woman with a little box of ointment. You know what our Lord said about her? He said, what she has done, wheresoever the gospel shall be preached in the whole world, this woman has done be told for a memorial of her. Boy, ain't that something? All she done was took a little alabaster box with some ointment down there and busted it and poured it on his feet. That's all she done. She was never a missionary. She never wrote a book. She never wrote a song. She never sung a song. She never played an instrument. She was never a pastor's wife. She was never a missionary's wife. She was never a great woman speaker. Didn't travel the world. She just took a little box. It was very precious. The Bible calls it precious. That's what the Bible said. It was precious. And took it down there and broke it and poured it on the Lord's feet and anointed Him for burial. You're saying, why did she do that? The love. You know why that's a memorial to her? Because of her love she showed to Him. Reckon you're going to be remembered for anything? Reckon anybody going to get around a meeting and say, boy, I miss old so-and-so. Boy, I sure wish he was here. Well, we've lost some great preachers in the last 5 years. I'm talking about some good preachers. Our generation's about gone. They're about gone, our generation. My generation of preachers are about gone. Brother Linton and Brother Dale and Brother Harold, we own up in them years where just about everybody I know is dead. Amen. Brother Willard Thomas. Precious, precious, precious old man of God. Amen. Brother Danny Hall, precious old man of God. Loved God, went through the fire continually. Still served God. Still give God the glory. Still got up and went. Amen. I get around meetings now and I hear that name mentioned. They said Dr. Ruttman down there in the meeting said, boy, I sure do miss Danny Hall and D.D. Anybody going to miss you? Amen. Have you affected anybody? Have you made a difference in anybody's life other than just give them total misery? Amen. There's some people in this church, if you go and I come in here, I'm going to miss you. You're going to leave a hole. Amen. But I don't know about you, but I want to be like this pencil. I want to leave a mark. I've heard preachers get up, these little preachers, and say, well, I don't preach for results. I do. Stupid not to preach for results. I preach for results. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. It sounds real humble, but it's stupid. I preach for results. Bless God, I want something to happen when I preach. Amen. I want somebody to respond. I want somebody to be encouraged. I want somebody to be convicted. I want somebody to surrender. I want somebody to get some help. Somebody to get saved. Amen. I preach for results. I pastor this church for results. I refuse to go through the motions. You ought to serve God for results. Amen. You're doing something for God, do it for results. Make a difference. Brother Harold's headed down to prison in the morning. I'm pretty sure he ain't going down there just so he can impress the people with his vast Bible knowledge. I'm pretty sure he's going down there to help some folks. Brother Justice tonight, he's trying to help some people out there. He's got his bucket full. He ain't out there because he's hunting a place to preach. He got places to preach. Brother Jeff goes to them nursing homes down there. But it ain't nothing in that. There ain't no offering. There ain't no church membership. They ain't nothing but old people that can't hear you nodding their head and ain't got an idea of 90% of what you're saying. Amen. But he goes down there. Why? He brings comfort to them. Let them know somebody cares about them. Amen. A lot of them are old saints of God that served in church and been in church and been faithful. Amen. Leave a mark. Always leave a mark. This pencil cannot be used without leaving a mark. You can't sit down and write for 2 hours and then look at your paper and ain't nothing on it. It leaves a mark. Are you good as a pencil? Boy, is you as good as that little old thing? That's about 8 inches. About big as, I don't know, it ain't probably ain't a quarter inch thick. You can't add up to that. You can't even come up to that level. Just simple little old pencil. You kids use them every day, don't you? Y'all still have to write with pencils? They make you write with pens now. Boy, ain't no air for, ain't no, space there for no errors, are they? When you write with a pen. Well, they wouldn't let us write with a pen when I was in school. Y'all remember that? No, sir. You wrote with a pencil. And then I think probably got up in the higher grade, they had an old pen, and they had the pen that had the inkwell. Remember that? And you had to open that thing. These kids ain't got a clue what I'm talking about. You had to pull that thing down, and when you closed it, it sucked that ink up in there. That was the messiest. It was, all, was it not? It was all over everything. And our desk had a little hole that that ink bottle set in. Remember? Come on. Yeah. Yeah. I never done that. I was a sweet child. It's amazing somebody didn't kill me. Literally. If they was meanness, I was there to be involved in it. Amen. I'm just going down the road here and preach on this pencil right now. I definitely have left a mark. Amen. Definitely left a mark. But always be willing to leave a mark. Amen. Make a difference. If you're not making a difference in your Christian life, get in a Christian life that makes a difference. Get involved with somebody. Get around somebody. Pick you one person to try to help and encourage. Amen. And try, if they're not saved, get them to God. If they're saved, get them. Amen. Help them. Encourage them. Lift them up. Jesus said this in Matthew 26:13. Wheresoever the gospel shall be preached in the whole world. Well, that's a big command from the Lord Jesus Christ. Preacher sitting in here tonight, you preaching the gospel, you are obligated to preach on this woman. You're commanded by God. That's the only person in the Bible that that command is given, by the way. It's not said that about nothing, nobody else. It's to preach about this woman for a memorial of her. Always leave your mark. Let me show you some more stuff about this. This pencil's interesting. Do you know the inside of this pencil is more important than the outside? You ever seen a pencil that a kid's been chewing on? That's an ugly side, ain't it? But you know it'll still write. Kathy's dying laughing here, Miss Anna. Yeah, I got some teachers. Amen? I used to chew on mine because I was bored. I mean, almost, and eat all the paint off of it. And I used to sit on my desk and pick all the yellow off of it. And the pencil would just be clear wood. That's why I'm so sharp today. Amen? But you realize the inside of this pencil is the most important part of this pencil? It don't matter how it looks like on the outside. It doesn't matter how long it is. It don't matter how big it is. It don't matter all the decorations you can put on them. And now they got all kind of decorations. But if the inside ain't no good, the pencil ain't no good. You ever got a pencil and the lead's broke all in it and you try to sharpen it and the time you sit down that lead breaks and the whole pencil's messed up like that? A lot of God's people like that. They just broke. The whole pencil's broke. A lot of God's people's like a pencil. It's just broke. You can sharpen it and try to use it and it'll break again. You sharpen it and try to use it, it breaks again. And you sharpen it and try to use it and finally you throw the pencil away. But you can't use it. That's the most important part is the inside. You know what the most important part of you is? The inside. Amen? If your inside is no good, you're no good. If the inside is no good, it won't write. If the inside of you ain't good, you won't do right. Amen? Got to be the heart. You got to get the inside fixed. You're trying to serve God with the outside, and it won't work because the flesh desires nothing pertaining to God, but the inside of man is what serves God. The inside is what inspires you, encourages you, what keeps you going, what lifts you up, the inside. We got a whole lot of outside Christianity in America today. They have a form of godliness, but they don't have the power of God. Amen. Our church, I believe, is an exception to that. But you got to be very careful. When the inside of this pencil goes out, you can throw the pencil in the garbage. It ain't no good. You ever thought about buying a pencil and it didn't have no lead in it? I would imagine they've made them like that just by the manufacturer. Somewhere, I'm pretty sure there are a bunch of pencils without leads in them. You ever seen a Christian without any kind of inside in him? He don't function real good. You get the inside fixed, the outside ain't going to work. It don't go outside in, it comes inside out.
That's it.
Amen. 1 Samuel 16:7. When God sent Samuel over there to get a son of Jesse, and Jesse was telling him all about his sons and how big in stature they were and how high and how broad and all that. And this is what the Bible tells us there. He said, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature." Saul was about a head taller than anybody else at that time. "Because I have refused him, for the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." You know why he wanted David? God could see David's heart. And do you know something about David? He was a young boy at that time. He really had never had an opportunity to do nothing for God other than obey his father. But God knew he had a good heart. Amen? God knew his heart was pure. God knew his heart was right. God knew his heart would be in tune to him. God knew he could tell him and he could guide him and direct him. God looks on the heart. I don't care what kind of outside you got here tonight. If your heart ain't right, you ain't right. I don't care how faithful you are. I don't care how well you dress. I don't care how good you talk. I don't care nothing about none of that. If the heart's bad, the whole thing is bad. Inside of the pencil is the most important part of this whole pencil. It's not that big fancy eraser. It's not that yellow color. I like yellow. That's my favorite color. Well, Bunk told me it matches that streak up my back. Carla's daddy. He's always had so much kind words, encouraging words for me. But I like yellow. I don't know why I like yellow, but that's my favorite color, yellow. And but that ain't got nothing to do with the worth of that pencil. The worth of that pencil is what's on the inside of it. Your worth is what's on the inside. Amen. It ain't that suit you got on, ain't that pretty dress you got on, ain't the makeup, ain't how you had your hair fixed, ain't got nothing to do with none of it. Your worth is on the inside of it. Let me tell you something else about this pencil. Do you realize for it to erase the mistakes it makes, it's got to bow? It has to turn completely over and bow down. Amen? It can't erase from that end. It's got to erase from this end. So when it makes a mistake, and that's why I try to use pencils back in the early days of my sermon preparation. Well, that's all I'd write with was pencils because I spent about as much time on that end as I did on that end. And now I just got used to it. And I told Miss Meyer, I said, don't ever let nobody see these sermon outlines till you correct them. Amen? And I still today can't do real good. But you know, if you got a pencil and you boys know this and your girls is in school, boy, ain't it good to have a pencil with an eraser on it? When you make them mistakes, you can just go right back there and erase that thing out. And if you don't rub real hard, you can't hardly tell where you made the mistake. That's where a Christian. You know how you can erase your mistakes? By bowing your head. Humble yourself down. Go bottoms up. Take the service part and point it up, and take the humble part and point it down. And you can erase your mistakes. You can erase where you messed up. You can erase where you got out of whack. You can erase where you got out of the will of God and the things of God. You can erase some of the mistakes and some of the things you said simply by bowing, just like this pencil. I can write the ugliest thing in the world on this piece of paper. But I can take that eraser right there and erase it off. And you never know what was wrote there. I can think the bad, worst things in the world. And I can write them down here. I can look out there and see some of you and write things about you and and all kind of hateful things and ugly things, and then I can turn and erase it all out. And you come up here and look at this piece of page and you say, well, man, I don't see nothing. That's the way God does us. When you turn, amen, when you bow yourself down and you come to the Lord and bow your head, old devil comes by and says something, God said, I don't see nothing. What sins are you talking about? I ain't got a clue what you're talking about. I check his record over here, but I don't see nothing on it. But Lord, he said, I don't see nothing. You got to have proof. We have no record of that. Amen? That's a pencil, just a simple little pencil. That's seven things about that pencil. Just a simple little pencil. And that pencil can write down things, and all you got to do is turn it over and erase it out. You can get yourself in a bad fix. You can get yourself in sin. The devil can pull something on you. You can get yourself mad, and all you got to do is bow your head. Say, God, I'm sorry. I messed up. Well, the devil. No, I don't blame it on the devil. Just you messed up. You human, your flesh. You just messed up. We all mess up. Amen. Ain't a person in this building don't need to bow that head every once in a while. Amen. Ain't a person in this building every once in a while don't need to flip that pencil upside down. And God, would you mind taking that off my record? I sure would appreciate it. You know, if you don't get it erased, you're going to stand and be judged at it in the judgment seat. Well, wouldn't it be good to go up there with a clear record? With the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you just clean that thing. And God takes that old record book out and looks at it and says, but I don't see nothing. Amen? I don't see what you're talking about there. You might go up there and start telling God something. He said, well, let me, ain't nothing down here. I don't know what you're talking about. He said, I took them things, throw them in the sea of forgiveness. I took them things, cast them behind my back. I moved them things as far as the east from the west. You ever started going east trying to get to west? Try that out. About the 2,000th time going around and around, you realize there ain't a west. You're still going east. Ain't God got a way of saying things? As far as the east is from the west, if you're going east, there ain't no west. You know what you've done? Some of you probably sitting here tonight, you beat yourself up over something, and all you got to do is humble yourself. Amen. Bow your head. And when God says it's forgiven, it's forgiven. Period. End of sentence. End of statement. Well, they brought it up. No, it's forgiven. Well, they hadn't forgiven it. They ain't the ones you're going to stand in record. You ain't got to give account to them. Amen. But just seven simple things about that pencil. You'll never look at a pencil in the same way again. Be good to just put that up somewhere. Just take your pencil and put it on your mirror in your bathroom. Just glue it to the mirror. Every morning you get up and you look at it. Well, I didn't know that. That don't look like me. Boy, that don't look like me for sure. That's too skinny. Ain't nothing on me that skinny. I ain't even got hair that little. Just something that'll help you. Amen. Hope you wrote that down. That'll help you get through life right there. And I hope every once in a while I see you down here at these altars getting resharpened. You done wore the point off of it. And it's round and it's right and ugly and it's right and big and sloppy. You come down here and you get it re-ground. And then you go back and it writes real fine and neat. That's what God wants. I think we got folks sitting around here waiting for camp meeting to get right with God. Amen. You don't have to do it here at these altars. You can do it at home. You can do it anywhere. Bow your head. Get that pencil sharpened back up. Why? So you can go back and use it some more. We still got a lot of letters to write. Amen? We ain't through writing these notes. We're not through using these pencils. And God's not through using these pencils in this church. And I'm telling you, we need to be sharpened. A lot of folks in here need to go back to the pencil sharpener and get that point put on you. Pencil Christianity. That'll go down in history right there. See how many downloads that gets on sermon audio. It's just a simple little illustration of a pencil. Amen. I want to encourage you. Think about what I said here tonight. Think about where you fit in this. Think about, are you sharp pencil? Think about if you leave a mark. Think about if you're performing the task that God put you here for. Amen. If not, do something about it. God did not save us to see it. God did not save you to come to church here. He didn't. Thank God for a church. Thank God we can come in here. Thank God we have the fellowship. Thank God we have the building. Thank God we have all the fine things. Thank God you got a preacher like you got. They ain't everywhere. I'm telling you. And I ain't bragging, but I'm telling you, it's dead. It is dead out there. Thank God you got a mom and daddy that'll make sure you're in a good church. Thank God that we can come to the Lord and He sharpens that. I have to go quite often. See, the more you use, the more often you have to be sharpened. The more burdens you carry, the more trips you make, the more preaching, the more sermons you prepare, you have to go back and get that pencil sharpened quite often. Brother Bryant here is fixing to start teaching down there on Monday morning. He's going to have his pencil sharpened quite often. Brother Linton in China, quite often. Some over there suck everything out of him. Brother Dale, quite often you got to get this. Some of you have no responsibility to see. You hardly ever have to go get yours sharpened. You ain't doing nothing. It don't take a sharp pencil to come to church. Amen? Take sharp pencil to serve God. Be effective. Make a difference. Amen.